The Balkans, Barak, the 11th of December 2020. My name is Ken and this is list of recipes by country episode number 2. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Okay, let's get to it. Barak is one of the most popular dishes in the Balkans and it is so popular that it remains one of the best-kept secrets of the region. For those who are not familiar with them, they are similar to the Greek spanakopita, but have more freedom in filling and form. Where spanakopitas have cheese and spinach, Baraks can have either cheese, potatoes, spinach or meat. Barak is a thin, flaky dough made from rolled phyllo, a type of dough similar to the Greek spanakopitas but with a different structure and shape. Brushes can be baked at low temperature and filled with any type of filling, such as minced meat, cheese, spinach, potatoes or spinach. A solid barak consists of a solid dough into which the filling is molded and a layer of dough on top. If you prefer a quick bite, bakeries are the perfect choice, but in Bosnia pita is the most popular and also one of the best buffets in the world. You can use a sheet of phyllo dough, although the use is not the same, but you may remember the layered phyllo dough I shared with you a long time ago. Shop. Bot pH yellow dough is excellent for layering baklava but it is not flexible enough to be rolled into a traditional pita. If you are afraid of trying to make phyllo dough, you can also make barak from scratch. I've always wondered how to make a barak while living in Australia, so I've done it myself. Barak is one of the most popular breads in the world, especially in North Africa and the Balkans, but it can also be produced in other countries such as Italy. The dough sheet is briefly cooked in a large pan, then minced meat, onions and tomato sauce are scattered in layers. Brush with butter and place in the oven until it is through. The ravioli mushrooms are cooked in the soup, steamed in flavor and then boiled again for a few minutes to enjoy the whole taste. Crimean tatars, known for their 1.5-inch thick dough, do not use unleavened dough, which is filled with ground lamb and fried in oil. Whereas the crescent moon, jam-shaped pastry filled with mandarin oranges. The soup is cooked and the taste is absorbed by a combination of olive oil, garlic, onions, tomato sauce and salt and pepper. The name may sound less barak, why than the rest, but it's not just Macedonians who eat the stuff. This rustic, layered, sweet, savory pastry is located somewhere in the Ottoman Empire and is found throughout the Balkans, including Croatia, Bosnia and Serbia. The name indicates its origin and it is something like this. Baraks is a combination of the Greek word, berk, and the Greek word for bread, or pastry. The dough can be compared to phyllo, but has a little more elasticity and is best washed down with chilled butter or milk. I knew it was much cheaper to get the train to Rochdale than to fly to Brisbane, but I didn't know that until I flew to Brisbane. But already now I have the feeling of passing by the original Jordan and traveling through old Sarajevo. There is a freshly prepared buffet selection, served on a refrigerated counter. The burrs are about the size of a large pizza and are cut into quarters by the store manager Sabina, from what the cafe in Astoria serves, which is served in a small bowl. Jordan is a thin, flaky phyllo dough made from a combination of fresh feta cheese and ricotta cheese and a mixture of olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic, cayenne pepper and garlic powder. It is filled with minced meat, usually minced meat, and it is made in combination with fresh feta or ricotta. The Jordan cheeses in this bundle are so thick that a traditional slice of them can tend to sink into the paper on which it sits. In fact, it was the Turks who created the office in the Ottoman Empire, and Serbia modified it to adapt it to itself. The recipe for the modern round barak was developed in Turkey in 1498, where it was introduced by a Turkish baker. Here, the boys are prepared in a large, round pan and cut in portions before baking. In a so-called barak, the meat is filled with a mixture of meat, vegetables, herbs, spices and spices such as turmeric, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, ginger, garlic, salt, pepper and pepper. Ask any former Balkan resident who lives nearby where to buy the flaky, savory phyllo tart known as Berek, and you could well be directed to Jordan's Beresk in Astoria. When I went to one of my favorite markets in the Balkans, Midwood, I saw Jufka pastries, but the Croats, well, they didn't care. In New York City, Apple offices are one of the most popular street food outlets, especially in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. Thank you all for joining us again on List of Recipes by Country. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.